Good. Very relevant.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I brought this model as an illustration of what a green building is. This is actually a real project. A couple of years ago, the Bessant Meadows Preservation Group came to me and said, we'd like you to work with us to design a green building for the Ojai Meadows Preserve. And when they were instrumental in getting the money for the preservation of the west end of the Ojai Meadows Preserve. And when they made the donation of the money, they had a stipulation in the agreement that they could build a nature center of approximately 2,000 square feet in the western 5 acres of the preserve. And at the time, the board of the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy, which oversees the Ojai Meadows Preserve, went on record as supporting this idea. Then there were some board member changes and some resistance began to be developed. So we presented it again about a month ago. And this is a collaborative effort of a committee of 7 people that is called the Bessant Meadows Preservation Group. And there's some outstanding people on it, including another architect, a semi-retired architect from Arizona. And we put our heads together, went through several different incarnations of this design, and this is the one we arrived at. However, when we presented it to the Land Conservancy, they still are a little bit on the fence about it. We did find some common ground in certain of the design elements which will allow us to go forward with the redesign. But I wanted to use this model and this particular design as an illustration of green building. Now, the United States Green Building Council has a program which is sweeping across the United States now, town after town, city after city, state after state is getting on to the bandwagon. And it's called the LEED Certification Program. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And they award, in this evaluation scheme, they award points for the number of green building features you have in a project. And they have platinum, gold, silver, bronze level according to a certain number of points. And of course, we want to go for the platinum. And to go for the platinum, you have to throw in everything, including the kitchen sink. And I made some crib notes along the side here. Let me just take a minute before I get into that to describe the function of the building. It was to be a nature center with some unusual features to it. And of course, some people say, you want to do what? You want to put a building in open space? Well, it's not your ordinary building, it's an extraordinary building. It's a green building, and it has some unusual features to it. It would have the workshop and the preserve manager's office. It was going to have a gallery and an exhibit of live education birds from the Ojai Raptor Center. It's located between 3 major schools in the Ojai Valley, Oak Grove School, Myers Oak Elementary School, and the Norwalk High School. And they would all come and see presentations here. This amphitheater is big enough to accommodate 2 busloads of school children. We have a smaller meeting space here, a kitchen to serve meals, and also function as together with this space as an apartment for an overnight manager. And then the feature that I personally was most fond of, and that's a wildlife emergency room where people could bring in injured or orphaned wildlife, and there'd be somebody on the call there on hand to provide emergency treatment, and then they would distribute contribute those birds or small mammals to licensed rehabilitators around the valley. And that solved a major problem, that there was no central location for people to bring injured and orphaned wildlife. They left some at the Humane Society, they left some at Dr. Gray's office in Ventura, some at the Patagonia where Kim Stroud works. And the timing is crucial because you have to administer emergency treatment to wildlife that's injured or orphaned very quickly. If you let it go a day without any food or water or proper treatment, then it's probably going to die. And unfortunately, there are some creatures that are too badly injured and have to be euthanized, which is a necessary part of the whole thing. In our presentation to the Land Conservancy Board, I think they liked most of these features. What they objected to was the idea of the building being a little too prominent. So in our redesign, we're going to try to increase the size of the amphitheater, maybe reverse the raptor cages, put them on the south side facing the winter sun, and incorporate some of these spaces underneath the amphitheater structure itself, which would appear like a natural earth mound. And we have earth berms incorporated into this design. Now that's a green building feature, because it provides natural insulation. But they're talking about bigger berms, so they don't even have the sense that there's even a building there. Now, in the lead point system, you get the most number of points for solar design. And that includes passive solar, which requires a bit of an explanation, photovoltaic solar modules, which you've probably all seen on many buildings, and solar water heat, which you're maybe familiar because Israel has one on every single roof of every building, including all the houses. Passive solar is a kind of difficult concept to understand. Basically, you're putting the heating and cooling material inside the insulated envelope, and this would be a super insulated building. You get extra lead points by putting thicker insulation, higher performance windows, and the qualities of materials like ceramic tile and concrete, one of my favorite materials, although it does require a lot of energy to manufacture cement and the transportation to the site and so on, but once it's poured, it is kind of permanent, and it will certainly last as long as we have to contend with the problem of global warming. This would be a carbon neutral building or net zero. You heard Hillary Clinton use the expression carbon neutrality. And Prince of Wales has also talked about that. In passive solar design, excuse the segue, the property concrete is that it can absorb coolness in the summertime when you open the windows at night and have lots of natural ventilation. And in the wintertime, it can absorb heat by having a lot of sudden exposure windows. And this would, north would be this way, south that way, east and west. The concrete absorbs the heat during the wintertime and then radiates it back into the space at night. And then the super insulated envelope keeps it all inside. And the same works with coolness in the summer. Once you allow the coolness to come in at night, then you usually have to kind of close the windows for a while. And the super insulated envelope allows that coolness to radiate into the building without much diminution. There's a long list of things here, and these have become kind of buzzwords. Only compact fluorescent lights and high efficiency lights, drought tolerant native planting, a 40-year or green roof, and these are all things that you get lead points for. Rainwater recovery, one of Sunshine's favorites. I put here, I note tall deciduous trees in these two locations, which would shade the building and keep it naturally cool in the summertime. Gray water systems, low flush toilets, or composting toilets. Those, they haven't quite bought that, you know, by really sanitary district yet. It's more about those. One of my favorites is SunFrost refrigerators. Now, General Electric and Westinghouse make these refrigerators, which have paper-thin insulation. Of course, they also make nuclear power plants, so they're in the business of generating power for very inefficient refrigerators. There's a company in Northern California that makes refrigerators with insulation that thick, and they can run off a solar system and use very little electricity. So, all in all, this has been one of my favorite projects to work on. It was a pro bono job. And I've learned a great deal. I probably would have never learned about LEED certification if I hadn't done this project, because most of my clients are kind of tough nut to crack on as far as green building is concerned. So I look forward to the next round of design, and we'll try to get something acceptable to the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy Board. And I'll keep you posted, perhaps do another talk in the future when we have that design. Thank you.